Track 8 and letters to the editor. And Jill Harrison from Tynmouth writes, I would like to thank the couple who witnessed my husband being knocked down by a car in Lidl car park last week. They looked after him and stayed for over an hour, not leaving his side until the ambulance took him to Tor Bay. We are also grateful to the member of Lidl staff who provided warm covering. There were no bones broken, but he was badly bruised and shaken, with a deep cut on his brow, and he was kept in A&E for 24 hours. If the driver of the car is reading this, I would like to reassure him that all is now well, and that we really appreciated him and his wife staying around until the ambulance had left. Unfortunately, I didn't get any names, so I'm unable to thank you all personally.
Small actions could add up to significant change. Jacqueline Green of East Devon writes, why is they should sort that out a common response to major problems? It seems everyone is expecting someone else to step up to fix things. But this approach clearly isn't working, not least with environmental issues that affect us all. Water companies insist that half the pollution comes from farms. Farmers say it's all down to water companies, and most of us do nothing at all. Better, surely, if all concerned focused on effective immediate action they could take and just get on with it. Some suggestions as follows. Water companies could act faster, knowing that extra surge tanks would reduce spillages. They could adapt operating procedures to increase capacity, perhaps by running the plants as empty as possible every day. No more hiding behind a license to pollute. Farmers could stop spreading slurry close to streams and rivers on their lands. Perhaps install cattle troughs to stop the stock standing in the river to drink, and conserve more hedges to reduce runoff and improve biodiversity. Homeowners could play their part in reducing storm overflows by choosing slow-draining water butts and getting neighbours to do the same, as in the successful free scheme on the Isle of Wight. They could support local tree planting schemes that reduce flood risk, or invest in soakaways to stop rainwater from roofs going into shared drains and overwhelming the local sewage plant. Many small actions add up to significant change and can prompt new government policy. Just pointing fingers and getting grumpy does not solve anything.
Duchy of Cornwall funds. A Napoleonic prison, unfit and unlawful for modern use, but still a cash cow. We should all be asking how one-sided and unfair must a contract be before those responsible hold up their hands along with us in despair. What I'm alluding to is a beyond physical refurbation lease. What I'm alluding to is the beyond farcical refurbishing lease signed by the Ministry of Justice for Dartmoor Prison at Princetown. I mentioned Princetown in passing, as recently the Duchy of Cornwall has decided to increase the price that Dartmoor National Park Authority was paying for their repairing lease of the old hotel as a visitor centre, so much that the Park Authority has decided not to take up the Duchy's offer. This devastating news is, of course, unfathomable to all those seeking to continue making a living in Princetown, but yet again seems of little concern to the Duchy. It was apparent to even those living in rural isolation that the Napoleonic Grade 2 listed Dartmoor Prison was unfit to operate as a prison into the 21st century. We knew in 2022 that radon was now a massive issue, as it was 10 times the acceptable limit, and the public purse has expended over £860,000 in an attempt to alleviate the issue, but to no avail. All the prisoners, 682 of them, were moved to other establishments, followed by most of the staff in 2024, and the prison is now just another dutchy building in Princetown that is an empty, rat-infested, mouldy hovel, unfit for purpose. This seems to be following a now all too common path in the dutchy management style for their property portfolio. It was not long back that the duchy was seen as one of the non-repairing national slum landlords, a sorry indictment for an organisation with royal connections that's not only asset rich, but also seems to have vast funds landing on its daily desk. We have now been informed that someone, clearly not gifted with common sense or forethought, deemed it sensible to rush and sign a 25-year lease at £1.5 million a year from the duchy in December 2023, when it was already known that the building was no longer fit for purpose and couldn't be used because of the dangerous levels of radon. This lease is also a full repair lease, which is likely to cost the public purse over £65 million over the term of the lease. I feel so incredulous that this surely borders on the insane. Others may just see it as the worst deal ever made in history. Or some may come to the conclusion this was just another way of stripping the public purse to enrich the wealthy. Not a good look in a country where so many have so little and where some have so much. Is it so hard for the greedy profiteering few to understand you have enough? So, folks, over £100 million of our money thrown away, and they tell us crime doesn't pay. Well, not for some, anyway. Michael Firth Cook of Mary Tavy.
And from Dr. Caroline Harper, CEO of Sightsavers, transforming lives through sight. Supporters in the Southwest astound me with their compassion towards international communities, especially in such challenging times financially. Your donations to Sightsavers are helping reduce the global burden of avoidable vision impairment. We all need eye health support at some point to see the board at school, to work for independence. Yet access to health services varies between and within countries. We work with governments and organisations in Africa and Asia to help people in need today, while strengthening health systems so they can deliver services long into the future. Your generosity is essential to this, and the start of something wonderful for people like Wilson, a farmer and family man from Chikawa, in Malawi. Deteriorating vision from cataracts made Wilson feel like a burden. He could not do anything at home, and his children and grandchildren missed school to help him. Surgery, through a Sightsavers project, had a positive impact on every area of his life. His work is back on track. He can go to the farm, and the children are back in school. Thank you for helping people like Wilson. Your support means everything. And that concludes the letters to the editor for this week.